This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
There ain't no good guys, there ain't no bad guys, there's only you and me and we just disagree.
Is just yelling at me on the break that I'm overgeneralizing about the mainstream media being all fake news when it comes to health stories. I stand by
whatever.
It.
Whatever.
You can't whatever me. I'm the host. Super Don. Oh, gee. Big I trouble. Just, you're going back into the penalty box. That's it. That's it, buddy.
Oh, is there an impasse? Are we at an impasse, Super Don? You whatevered me last night on the air. Like...
Yes, I did.
After I talked to my wife, I said, so this is my radio wife or husband, whatever you want. I don't know, because that's what your wife does. Whatever, right? You know, you get that. Whatever. As a husband, you've gotten now. You're like, that's the worst. You're like, oh, no, whatever me.
Yeah, we finish each other's sentences sometimes, too.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's the Vulcan mind meld on radio. So why don't you lay out the disagreement? Because, I mean, I'm probably just going to be too upset to go into it.
Oh, man. Listen, I think we agree on more than we disagree on here. I was just being a stickler yesterday because
you're a stickler every day. Come on.
Listen, I understand the sentiment that people have with the mainstream media. Listen, that's been one of the cornerstones of this radio show for as long as I've known it, okay, is the battle between the mainstream media and the truth.
Yes.
And the new media, as they call it now.
Right.
And so, I totally get that. But at the same time, we got to be fair that the mainstream media, even though it's got a lot wrong with it and there's all kinds of BS going on and corruption and misinformation and disinformation, they're not entirely 100% bad. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm going to, look past what it is that's wrong with the mainstream media, but a lot of the times the stories that we cover on this show come from the mainstream media.
No, but I argue that even when they get it right, there's an element of fakeness to it because they don't follow up, right? They reveal it.
See, yeah. where I gave you the raspberry yesterday was because you're like, oh, it's just a happy accident. No, it's not. And sometimes it is. Sometimes it is a happy accident. But sometimes they do good things. And
it's an oops.
So, yeah, well, no. Now, listen, I felt compelled here this morning to take advantage of my position here on the show.
So you're saying I'm absolutely wrong.
I'm going to give you an example where there's, let's call it an exception to the rule, maybe. Oh. I think that might be a better way to put it.
I'm warming up to you.
More diplomatic. And so I want to hearken back to 5 years ago. A story that we covered and had a good time with over something called pink slime. You remember that?
Oh, how can you forget pink slime?
Pink slime. And this was a great expose that was put out by ABC News and where there was this whistleblower, and I even dug up the old audio clips that we used from 5 years ago, where, and I think, I want to say it was Diane Sawyer, was on ABC, and they, there was this whistleblower that came forward from the Beef Products Institute, I think it was, or industry, and was pointing out the fact that there was this horrible pink goopy stuff that was being sold to the stores by the beef products people and was in everybody's hamburger and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know.
You want me to play the clip?
You want me to play it?
The story? Yeah, let's hear it.
Who isn't familiar with it.
All right, give a listen. This is 5 years ago, but it could be still relevant. I don't know if they're sneaking it back in or not.
And now a startling ABC News investigation. A whistleblower has come forward to tell consumers about the ground beef a lot of us buy at the supermarket. Is it what we think it is, or is it padded with a filler the whistleblower calls pink slime?
Okay, that set the stage, really, of something that every national news covered it. We all covered it. I mean, it was a huge story, in fact. And the thing was, they actually went to a USDA scientist who made these claims.
Gerald Zernstein grinds his own hamburger these days. Why? Because this former USDA scientist, now whistleblower, knows that 70% of the ground beef we buy at the supermarket contains something he calls pink slime. Beef trimmings that were once used only in dog food and cooking oil, now sprayed with ammonia to make them safe to eat, and then added to most ground beef as a cheaper filler.
You know, what's interesting about that memory is I kind of thought ABC came up with the description pink slime, but it looks like that USDA whistleblower was the guy that called it pink slime in this case. Because there's a big lawsuit that's related to this we'll talk about in a moment. But this guy, this U.S., again, it's weird. You know, we're talking whistleblowers 5 years ago. I don't think there was an Edward Snowden back then, much less Julian Assange. But on the level of your food and what you have in it, He was pretty bold in coming out there and calling it what it is.
Indeed.
It was Zernstein who, in a USDA memo, first coined the term pink slime and is now coming forward to say he won't buy it.
It's economic fraud. It's not fresh ground beef. It's a substitute. It's a cheap substitute being added in.
I mean, it's a fraud. He called it a fraud. And I can't disagree with the claims of that whistleblower. And what happened since then? Of course, I think a lot of people got turned off to, I don't know if they stopped eating hamburger, but they certainly caused a lot of the sellers of burgers, even in fast food joints, to rethink where they got their beef, right?
Well,
harken back to Wendy's, where's the beef?
It was quite the domino effect, if you recall, because once this came out, ABC put this out there.
Mm-hmm.
You had the, I think, first off, you had the grocery stores that reacted first. And it was, you know, Walmart, Costco, and, you know, all of these big box stores. People were like, hey, I'm not going to buy it. You know, does your meat have pink slime in it? And, you know, they had to admit if it did. And so they stopped using it. And then you had the fast food chains who followed suit. And pretty soon, all of the big companies that were like the largest consumers of beef were rejecting anything that had this pink slime in it because who wants to eat something called pink slime?
Right. They took the remains of the sinew, the cartilage, whatever's left on it. They spun it in a centrifuge. Then they ran it through ammonia gas. And the guy was going, hey, this isn't what people are thinking, of course. What does the government say? Should it be labeled? Does this echo how GMOs, how they deal with GMOs?
And it doesn't have to appear on the label, because over objections of its own scientists, USDA officials with links to the beef industry labeled pink slime meat.
And the undersecretary said, it's pink, therefore it's meat.
It's pink, therefore it's meat.
Oh, well, it's pink.
If the glove fits, you must acquit, right? Like something like that. And the thing is, there is a revolving door to this story because it was originally approved as meat. So you didn't have to label it. You didn't have to say anything. And that's what the USDA whistleblower was upset about. But give a listen to the kind of cushiness that happened prior to this guy becoming a whistleblower to his predecessor.
ABC News has learned the woman who made the decision to okay the mix is former Undersecretary of Agriculture Joanne Smith, a call that led to hundreds of millions of dollars for Beef Products, Inc., the makers of Pink Slime. When Smith stepped down from USDA, BPI's principal supplier appointed her to the board of directors, where she made at least $1.2 million over 17 years.
So this USDA person says, go ahead. Suddenly, when she's done with the USDA, she gets a cushy job on the board, makes $1.2 million. By the way, that business made, what, hundreds of millions of dollars on this thing? And then, years later, not too long after, they sued ABC. A $5.7 billion lawsuit over the pink slime because the story caused them to have to shut down, fire hundreds of employees, and go out of business. Did I get that right, Super Don?
Yeah, I think they still remained in business to a certain degree, but I think they shut down like three locations and they lost just, you know, a ton of money. And they blamed ABC for this because they ran the story, and what I find confusing here, and I'm sure they must have worked this out in court somehow, but they were saying that ABC was calling it pink slime. And as you pointed out in the report, which you just listened to, they didn't say, hey, we want to call it pink slime. They were using the term that whistleblower had coined.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, exactly. But, so I don't know why, but the suit was settled, and it's not determined what happened. ABC right. is not making an apology. But again, how much money changed hands in this? We don't know. But they probably decided just make it go away. They probably paid the company some X millions, who knows what. But yeah. It's indeterminate. Now, coming back around full circle,
yes,
I'm going to guess that you're going to argue that this is a case of Robert Scott Bell being wrong about it's all fake news. Am I right?
You know what? This is a loaded question. I could tell
mm-hmm.
already.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that in this case, this was a situation where ABC News took a story that I think was an important story.
Yeah.
That pointed out what was going on without people knowing about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as a result, people are not eating as much pink slime today
mm-hmm.
as they were then, which I would say is a good thing.
Okay. And you even have Obi-Wan Kenobi on your side.
Only a Sith deals in absolutes.
Only Thank a you. Sith deals because I use a Sith to cut my lawn.
Yes.
No, you know what? I'm not going to give it to you because it was five
of
years
course
ago.
You're not.
It was 5 years ago. It doesn't happen anymore. Remember Cheryl Atkinson from CBS? Let go.
What?
Can't do it. No investigative reporting allowed. And they learned their lesson from that. They stopped it. Remember? Do you remember even before? What? What?
What, is there like some statute of limitations here or something?
Yes, we're not going back 5 years. I want a contemporary example. Give me something within the last year. Find something.
All right.
He's digging. He's going to do it because he's that tenacious, folks. Hey, how could Medicaid save $1 billion? Next.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Have we finally come to blows after all of these years? Super Don, RSB. It's the Battle Royale. No. I love Super D. He knows that. And we're having a good time here taking it on. But Super D is not a yes man. And that's why I love him and I need him. Because he stands up to me. If I go over the edge, he's gonna push back. And that's okay. And y'all can too. 866-939-2355, 866-939-BELL, or go to robertscottbell.com, leave us a message there, questions, comments. We do have some questions of the day coming up. By the way, Pink Slide, probably back in your neighborhood fast food store. You'll never know. They're not going to tell you. It'll sneak around the back door through a third, fourth, fifth party provider, and you're eating ammonia salad again. I'm telling you, it's just the way it is if you go out to fast food restaurants that you don't know the origin point of all of the meat. So keep your eye on that. Now, saving money. You think Medicaid, saving money, good thing? It would be a good thing because it's beyond bankrupt. And the mere mention that they could slow the rate of growth causes the leftists to go apoplectic, lose their minds, and say, Donald Trump wants to kill old people, poor people. I mean, this is the same old meme. You don't have to think. You just have to listen to words and then just go cry like Kermit the Frog or Elmo the Fuzz. Is Elmo the Fuzz? Is that what he is?
Elmo the Fuzz?
Elmo the Fuzz. Anyway, how can we save $1 billion with Medicaid? Here's a hint.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
I'm not making this up. The headline reads from Forbes. Medicaid could have saved $1 billion, with a B, $1 billion if medical marijuana was legalized. Super D, I'm stunned by this. I mean, Forbes, a billion? They're not saying a million. They're saying a billion.
billion. That's
a big number. To 2014, they could have saved $1 billion.
Now,
how?
I don't know how far in the hole Medicaid is right now.
It's pretty
bad.
But
I'm going to guess $1 billion would make a big difference.
It would help a bit, a wee bit. But, yeah, spending on prescription drugs. Now, how many times have we said and reported on in the states that have legalized medical cannabis, much less full-on legalization, how much there is a significant measurable drop in opioid prescriptions, much less abusive opioids, for instance? How many prescription drugs would no longer be needed if cannabis were an essential and standard of care recognized tool for all physicians to prescribe for many different things? We've talked about many of them, whether they be cancer, whether they be anxiety, whether it be pain, and a number of things on either side and in between all of those. But do you think that it could be happening in a system that the pharmaceutical industrial complex controls, Superdon? I mean, why are we talking about it? If it's really $1 billion and Forbes figured this out, why is this not being done yesterday? I mean, even Donald Trump, bless his heart, says he wants to save money and do things efficiently. Where's his push for this?
Yeah. Well, let's connect the dots here. Let's follow the money. That if you legalized cannabis nationwide and there was a drop in spending on prescriptions, then I'm going to guess that the drug companies probably would not be happy about this.
Is there any reason why you see the battle on the federal level is where it's all happening? Because they've lost it on the state level. I mean, even Florida, where there was lots of money by Publix being thrown at it and other drug companies, even the alcohol industry lobbied against cannabis legalization. But the people are speaking. It just hasn't rolled all the way uphill to the federal level yet. Even Trump, who said he ran on leaving the states alone, got some controversial positions with Jeff Sessions there. $1 billion. That alone, Trump, if you want to push back on the Democrats, save a bill, just go ahead and take it off of Schedule One and allow it to be prescribed on the federal level for Medicaid recipients.
Well, get this, too, Robert, because in the headline it just says $1 billion. And apparently with Medicare, you've got two different types of Medicare people.
Yeah,
you've got a pay for a fee for service, which is one, which that would be $1 billion. But if you expanded that to the people that are in the managed care, it would actually increase the savings over $3 billion.
There you go.
$3 billion.
Save the economy, save health care, save textiles, save the environment. I mean, there's almost nothing that this thing can't do. And I don't want to say it can do everything, but my gosh, it can do a lot. Folks, you can get your CBD oil right now in most every state of the nation without a prescription as a dietary supplement. Go to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com, or independent retailers that carry it. Enter RSB15 when you check out. You get 15% off your entire purchase of the greatest CBD oil that we utilize here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Questions of the day coming up next. You don't want to miss them.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What are you looking at, you hockey puck?
Yeah, that's right, Super D. We're going at it. We got questions of the day.
I was like, what was that?
What was that, hockey puck? Listen. If we get some laughter out of our Discord, we're okay with that. Hearts are happy. There's no real Discord here. We're all good, right? But I'm right and wrong.
We are.
Right?
Yeah, wait, of course.
Did I
are.
Say that? You know what?
Whatever.
The thing is, exactly. I'm typically the whatever guy, aren't I? Am I the one that throws out the whatevers, or is this just a new thing for you?
I think it goes back and forth. Why are you like shocked by it or something because I said that?
Nah, not really, but I'm just like preparing for my daughter to become a teenager.
You know what, you're true. It's true. I mean, I've probably heard more whatevers come from you. I would agree on that.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that some more tomorrow, folks. I got some pre-teenage stories that could be pretty funny or pretty embarrassing for me. We'll see. what happens tomorrow. Freshman Friday, maybe. I don't know where Morgan is. I'm going to
find
out.
You know who's going to be on tomorrow?
Who's going to be on tomorrow?
Stuart Tomk.
Stuart! Yes! We're going to do some serious CBD, the superfood of the ages now. CBD on tap, man. That's going to be – oh, by the way, I just found out I'm going to be – hey, all y'all Midwest health food stores, are you going to Maho? Is it Columbus, Ohio? I think it is every year. They have that North Star restaurant there, which is all organic and clean, which I love. I'm going to go there. But I'm going to go up there to broadcast with CB Sciences, CBD. We're going to do a dedicated show from Maho. We were there last year doing it. We had some silver going on. And so that's happening. That's July 22nd and 23rd, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong, but we'll add that to the mix. There's lots of other upcoming events, folks. You want to check out the show notes. They'll be posted soon. RobertScatBell.com. Curacao. Who does not want to go to an island of healing? The island of Curacao, a healing island, cure of the soul. And we're going to have an extraordinary week of all-inclusiveness, all kinds of activities in the ocean there, but learning, food is medicine, Dr. Sunil Pai, Rudolph DeVette, we're going to get him on the air. We're going to talk about what's going on, but all-inclusive, including all the food, except all the food's organic and clean. That is going to be awesome, my friends. So that's happening September 17th through the 23rd. And looking forward to seeing all y'all there. And then, of course, after that, we'll be back in Orlando for The Truth About Cancer Live. And, of course, prior to that, in August, we also have the Cancer Prevention Convention. So a lot of opportunities to get together. I hope you'll take advantage of them when they pop up because they don't happen every day. Hopefully they happen every month or sometimes more than once a month. But for now, we're kicking back and enjoying the summer in the Northern Hemisphere, cooking it, heating it up, and occasionally, perhaps, even answering a question or two.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, where are we going today? Reading. Nicole. Nicole, this is an interesting question. I haven't gotten one like this in a long time. What is this thing in the news called the chronic wasting disease? Something having to do with wild animals and encephalopathy? Please translate. Thank you. Nicole from California, soon to be Washington because I don't vaccinate and I am jumping ship. Ooh, that's great. You see, I like Nicole. She's leaving California because she knows there's no way out of the vaccine mandates there if you want to send your kids to public or private school, unless you're able to homeschool. And even then, how long will that last? But super done. I don't recall seeing, and you scour the news. Have you seen news stories recently about chronic wasting disease?
Yeah, as you were reading that, I was like, no, I haven't. I haven't seen that. And anything that I look at doesn't mean it's not out there, but at least in the places I look, I haven't seen anything about chronic wasting disease.
Well, CWD, as it's called, and it relates to something that we talk about in the human variant CJD, Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. And, of course, this one hits home, and I'm going to explain to you why in a moment. But the way this is described in terms of animals out there like deer and elk, they talk, and moose, characteristic spongy degeneration of the brain. Like that's what we call also bovine spongiform encephalopathy. Infected animals resulting in emaciation, abnormal behavior, loss of bodily functions, and death. Now, this is where you get all the comedians making really sick and insensitive jokes about mad cow disease. Now you clue in. You know what this is, right? And it, obviously, to think of a mad cow in terms of if you're divorced or disconnected from the actual disease, I admit it's a kind of a funny thing, much like you sort of laughed at John Oliver's insensitive remarks about vaccination that were all the talking points that we've disproven or, dissed on for many years. Again, everybody's going to find something to laugh at until it happens to you, and then it's not as funny. And the reason I say this is because my wife's father died of the human variant CJD, Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. And here in America, although they spent a lot of time in England, and that's when, all of that was happening with the sheep they called scrapey as well, because the animals would scrape their heads against the fence until they bled, and it was just a bizarre behavior. And then when they analyzed the brains of these animals, they found like spongy holes in their brains, like the brains had turned to Swiss cheese or worse, just disintegrated. And this, in fact, happened So we know firsthand, and this is at a time when the CDC and our government said there is no mad cow disease in America, and we know for a fact one person who died of CJD in America and had an autopsy, but the CDC showed up and shut the entire thing down and made no other mention of it. And this is why when I speak of, you talk about government conspiracies and things like that, it's like, look, here's the point of fact. Did they want the American population to freak out about CJD and mad cow disease? No, I get that. But to say boldly, without blinking, that there was no CJD in America, that's a lie. An absolute lie. But they covered it up. Now, there hasn't been, as far as I know, a massive explosion of human variant CJD, although there is a lot of dementia, there's a lot of Alzheimer's, there's a lot of neurological degradation diseases, and who knows if they're covering up autopsies that would also show the CJD. I don't know the answer to that. But in terms of the question that Nicole asks about chronic wasting disease, it was theorized that these animals, these cows, in fact, in England, were being fed ruminants from their diseased brethren. In other words, they would grind up the bodies of dead cows who died of disease. And that included brain and spinal tissue. And these cows would eat that. These cows are supposed to be herbivores. They eat vegetarian diet, grass, basically. And now they were suddenly eating ground up brothers and sisters. And it was theorized that that caused this aberrant manifestation of a brain wasting disease, and then the people who ate those animals, some suffered similarly. Now, again, I haven't seen it a lot in the news, so I'm wondering, because they stopped the practice, or largely stopped the practice, it seems to have stopped a lot of the manifestation. But this goes very hardcore into, you know, the quality of the food you eat. Not only the pink slime we talked about earlier this hour, or 5 years ago, but what an animal eats, and if you eat that animal, you're eating it too. That's not a joke. That's very real. And, of course, right now we're seeing animals being fed grains that are soaked in glyphosate. If the humans aren't doing that, they're eating the animals who are. So when you eat a free-range chicken, for instance, and you think you're doing better because he's not a caged chicken, you got to ask the providers, the farmers, if they're factory, what are they feeding the chickens? GMO grains. So how is that a whole lot better? Maybe it's a little better for the chicken. It got to stretch its legs for an hour a day. But you've got to ask the hard questions. And as I said, if you had to kill for your own food, kill the animal yourself, clean the animal yourself, most of you would become vegetarian. I didn't say all, right? I didn't do that absolute, Super Don, so you can't get me on that one. But I do believe most would. Now, of course, if a person gets hungry enough, they'll do things they wouldn't normally think they would do. You want to add to that at all? I mean, it's a serious topic.
I tend to agree with you. We talked about this the other day, I think.
Sure.
So, yeah, I mean, I would fall into that category of at least considering becoming a vegetarian. Whether I could or not, I don't know.
Right. But I had no problem. I can roll either way. But anyway, here we go. Shane's asking a question. I was curious about the Alta Silica brand you're suggesting to take for silica, right? Alta Health Products. If you're allergic to dairy but not highly allergic, I will get sinus infections from consuming milk. Would you consider still taking it? Because he noticed, I think there's a little bit of whey in it. I think they use it as a binder. But I haven't had anybody report to me an allergic reaction of any kind, even if they're dairy intolerant from the Alta Silica. If you have it and you have it, let me know. I want to hear these things. But no, I wouldn't be concerned to the level that you are. And plus, if you do get a sinus infection, guess what? Silver hydrosol up your nose with a rubber hose. I mean, just get it in your sinus cavity. Just like I described in the video yesterday about putting in your eye, you can put that silver hydrosol in your nose, and you're going to eradicate an infection in the sinus cavity without having to resort to an antibiotic. So it's a minimal concern for me. Maybe for you, you haven't experienced how well it can remediate that. But there's also homeopathic remedies to address sinus issues, infections or otherwise. Cali bichromicum, Sticta pulmonaria, Allium sepa for three, to name three. So let's see, is there any product similar? No, as far as the silica, I haven't found a product as good as the Alta Silica in really ramping up the silicon content of the body. The liquid form, you can't take enough to get the equivalent amount. It's just not a food form. Let's see, another question that Shane has. Would any of the three minerals you suggest people take, silica, chromium, and selenium, interact with any meds out there? No, not to my knowledge, although indirectly I will say, for instance, if you're on the whole food GTF chromium three times a day, maybe even four, and you're also taking insulin or you're taking glucophage, right, for diabetes, your needs for the insulin, your needs for the drug are going to change because the body is somehow going to come back. Somehow, we've talked about how it's going to come back online in the ability to transform the sugar, take the sugar in, out of the cells, or bring it into the cells safely. So I would say that is the first thing that comes to mind. If something else comes to mind, I'll let you know, or you can write me back. Zyprexa for depression. I think that's right, Superdon. Zyprexa is an antidepressant.
I think so.
Yeah, no, there's no interaction. Of course, if the depression is a result of hypoglycemia and you get on the chromium, you won't have hypoglycemia. You might not have as much depression. Keep rocking, guys. According to Shane, if you consume Brazil nuts every day, would this be a good source for selenium? It's a good source, but you can't get enough. You can't chew enough of those nuts to get the kind of selenium we're talking about, the levels we need to get it to, especially therapeutic levels from a food source. But keep chewing on the Brazil nuts. I like them, too. Thanks, guys. You are awesome. And Shane, you are awesome, too. And so are you, Nicole, for your great question. We're back to wrap it up. We're going to Starbucks and then heading right to the bathroom.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 7017 special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, I want to remind you, and I know I mentioned this earlier, but I want to give you a little detail and impetus to just get off your aspirin and jam, man. Let's go to Curacao. Even if you are not certain that you can make it, but you're thinking it might be a possibility, I want you to go to robertscottbell.com in the show notes from yesterday, today, whenever it is. Just click on the banner, take you where you need to go, and enter RB0700. And that will get you $300 off, but that's today and tomorrow. After that, it drops to $200 off, which is still good, but my gosh, take advantage of it. Again, no money's due till like August 10th, so you got nothing to lose because it'll give you that stimulation to say, let's see if we can make this thing happen, and you'll get it and lock it in at that better rate. Remember, a full week, all-inclusive. All-inclusive resort and organic food, too. Learning food as medicine, Dr. Sunil Pai, vegan chef, all kinds of cool stuff. I'll be lecturing, talking to y'all, and we'll be broadcasting live all week from the islands, Mon. So join me, won't you? All right, I've said my piece on that. Now let's go to Starbucks. You know what? When I go to Starbucks, because it's usually in an airport, I get venti?
I know. Either that or you get hot water for your tea.
That's all. What? That's it? That's all I get. Venti hot water. Hot water. And I usually give them a tip because they don't make you pay for it. I'm like, I'm willing to give you some, you know, buckers, whatever you. And so it's kind of cool. I'll give Starbucks some credit for that.
I've seen you do this firsthand. Do you remember that? Yes.
Where were we when we did that? Going to Atlanta?
When we were in Chicago.
Yeah,
because there was a Starbucks there in the lobby.
Yep, and then I put my yerba mate in there with organic peppermint and had my stevia, and I was like happy. I was in my that's my heaven right there. So I know you got your coffee, I got my mate, and I got my coffee a little different than you, as you know. So we go to Starbucks. Normal people, I guess, I'm not one of those, order coffee. And you get it with all kinds of stuff because it's so confusing. Half calf, decaf, this, that. You want what kind of milk? You want rice milk? You want sheep's milk? You want goat's milk? You want soy milk? I don't know what to order. But this guy apparently didn't want cow's milk.
Correct.
Right. And he's lactose intolerant. That's why?
Yeah. So, I mean, this is this New York guy. Mm-hmm. He goes in and, you know, the soy is pretty popular at these coffee places.
Do they do organic? GM, non-GMO soy, do you know even?
I doubt it. I doubt it. I think it's just a regular soy milk, but it's an it's an alternative because some people are lactose intolerant. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know. I'm not lactose intolerant. I don't really know anybody who's super lactose. My daughter, I think to a certain extent, is lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
But apparently this can really mess some people up. They go through some severe gastric distress. Yeah.
Sure.
And this guy here, he went to Starbucks and he asked them for a coffee with soy milk, and this was an iced coffee, and they messed up. This happens when you go to places. It doesn't matter if it's a coffee shop or a fast food place or a restaurant. You know, mistakes happen, and sometimes they can be very serious, especially if it's something that you're allergic to. You know, like peanuts or shellfish.
Right. Yeah. 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 But this guy apparently. How did he know that he had been given real milk instead of soy milk or fake real milk, but whatever?
As it would be in this world that we live in now, everybody, just for whatever reason, they share all of their intimate details on social media in ways that I think older people like us would probably look at and go, why are you doing this?
No, don't but share that.
It's commonplace. So this guy, apparently, he's sitting in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
And decides to get on Facebook, and he writes this post. I'm going to go ahead and read it here. He says, "This is the second time I ordered a venti iced coffee with soy milk this month, where the soy milk request was ignored and regular milk was instead used. I've pooped 11 times since the morning.
Oh, no.
My bottom hurts from all the wiping.
Oh, no.
Do you think I enjoy soy milk? Does anyone enjoy soy milk? Really? I don't order soy milk because I'm bored and want my drink orders to sound fancy. I order soy milk so that my bottom doesn't blast fire for 4 hours.
Oh, no.
And then he goes on to say, I'm not a Charmander. And I'm like,
what?
Charmander. I looked that up. Apparently that's a Pokemon character that shoots fire out of its butt.
He is now.
Yeah, so he ends this saying, thank you for listening to my rant. P.S. I am writing this from the comfort of my toilet.
And so that apparently has gone viral on Facebook, has it?
It has. I looked at the original post. It's been shared like 36,000 times.
You know, here's the thing. Drink your venti iced coffee black. Don't risk it. If your butt's going to catch fire, I think you'll find a way to drink iced coffee without milk at all. All right, folks, make it organic. Make mine raw as well, if it's milk, of course. The power to heal is yours. It really is.
Scott Bell Show.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.